A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. As for you, my sheep, says the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. The word of the Lord. The first reading, which is from Ezekiel, is not what one might expect to find for the feast of Christ the King. We usually have grandiose images of royalty and think of power and riches with regard to kingship. But it is also the duty of a king to protect and provide care for his people. This is the image which the church presents to us for our consideration today. Chapter 34 in Ezekiel begins with the strong condemnation of the shepherds of Israel. Ezekiel berates them because they have neglected to care for God's people. They have not provided the care a shepherd should have provided for his sheep. But then, after berating them for their failure to be responsible, God, through Ezekiel, as we hear today, pledges his own loving care for his flock. He will not just send someone to care for them. He, the Lord, will care for them. God promises, I will tend to the needs of my people. I will rescue those who are in trouble. I will pasture those who need to be fed and given to drink. I will provide a safe place for them and seek out the scattered and the lost, bringing them back, binding their wounds, and I will heal them. Ezekiel's prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus, who came not appearing in rich regal robes, carrying a scepter as a symbol of his power, but Jesus, who came as an ordinary man, wore a shepherd's tunic and cloak, and exchanged his scepter for a shepherd's staff. This is the image which we are to consider today. Christ, our King, poured himself out in service even before he emptied himself of life on the cross. He is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. How can we possibly return such loving service, sacrifice, devotion, and love? The answer lies in the gospel for today. We are to shepherd one another. We are to respond, to tend to the needs of God's people, to rescue those in trouble, to provide rest and seek the lost, binding their wounds, giving them food and drink, providing shelter in whichever way we can. We are called to rescue those in pain by our visits, our loving attention to them. This is the way we can return fitting thanks and praise for the loving attention our Shepherd King gives us. For he said, whatever you do for one of these, even the least, you do it for me. Jesus, our Royal Shepherd, help us to shepherd one another as you continue to shepherd us. Amen.